Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
Another police-involved shooting, this time in the Bronx. Let's go live to our Amanda Alexander.
Good morning, Susan. That's right. This is the second police-involved shooting this week. It happened around 11:20 last night in a building at 1740 Mulford Avenue, where police presence is still heavy, if I'm seeing it right now. Now, cops say they got the call after a security guard heard screaming coming from an apartment. A family member lets two officers in. They saw a 34-year-old man holding a kitchen knife in one hand and the other around his mom's neck. Now, Chief of Patrol Philip Rivera spoke at a briefing earlier this morning.
Our officers engaged the male in dialogue in an attempt to de-escalate the situation. For over 2.5 minutes, our officers attempted to get the male to put the knife down and free his mother.
But he didn't, and he kept threatening his mom.
One officer discharged one round, striking the male and freeing the woman. Our officers rendered aid to the male, and EMS removed the male to Jacoby Hospital, where he is in critical condition. The woman, thankfully, was not physically injured.
That man may have been emotionally disturbed, but Chief Rivera says he's critical at Jacoby Hospital right now. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live on Mulford Avenue.
As is standard procedure, the Office of State Attorney General Letitia James now opening a probe into the fatal shooting of a suspect by cops Tuesday night in Brooklyn. 28-year-old Jumani Wright of Elkins Park, Pennsylvania, was driving a car believed to have been stolen in PA. Cops tried to pull him over in Canarsie, but he took off eastbound on the Belt Parkway. The NYPD says police opened fire after Wright nearly struck a lieutenant who was part of a roadblock. We hear a lot about people jumping turnstiles in the subway, right? But fare evasion is actually higher on city buses, up to 50% a year ago. Now comes word that the mission to change that is working.
It was 8 months ago, the MTA teaming up with the NYPD to start really cracking down on bus fare evasion that had spiked to nearly 50% of riders. On the first day of the crackdown on the Upper West Side, I spoke with this woman.
Do you think this is good that the police are doing what they're doing? They're cracking down.
Yes, yeah. It's very good.
And now the number of evaders is down to 44% and dropping. New York City Transit President Demetrius Critchlow.
These Eagle teams reach out to about 140 locations every week. 1,500 bus trips daily they're hitting. It is, without question, a visible deployment designed to get people's attention.
Critchlow reminding New Yorkers, just like you have to pay for a haircut or getting your nails done, you got to pay for your bus ride, too. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Well, here's an idea that's sure to spark debate. Ready? Discuss.
In New York, the governor is the only person who can remove the mayor. But Assemblyman Harvey Epstein says the process needs to change.
It's important to understand that executive and legislative branches have a balance of power. And this requires that balance of power like we have in Albany, like we have in D.C.
His bill would give that power to the city council with a vote of 75% to remove a mayor. State Senator Jabari Brisport is sponsoring the bill.
When we have New Yorkers in executive positions that are really going beyond on the pale in terms of their dereliction of duties in their roles, we need tools in place to hold them accountable.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Mayor Adams paid a visit to his alma mater Thursday, Bayside High School. It was there that he unveiled his $115 billion revised city budget. Why did he do it there instead of at City Hall? Because, he says,
no one would feel the impact more than our students, because this is the best budget ever for families and young people.
The plan adds roughly $600 million to the first draft, including new funding for educational programs and guaranteed future funding for CUNY, as well as cultural institutions around town and libraries. Some of it includes programs the mayor had cut, and Council Speaker Adrian Adams says,
the budget right now is good, but we can never be too certain about what is coming around the corner with this Trump administration. So I would caution all of us, really, against getting too comfortable with anything that we may feel is perfect.
Mayoral candidate Zellner Myrie criticized the mayor's plan to expand after-school programs, calling it a watered-down ripoff of his proposed policy. This from Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy.
You're starting to see cracks in the system. It's our job to actually see over the horizon what the issues are and fix it before there is an incident that we will seriously regret.
He's talking about the shortage of air traffic controllers in this country, and particularly the situation at the control tower in Philadelphia, which also handles some of the air traffic at Newark Liberty, which saw big problems this week. That included yesterday, although that was also because of runway repairs.
If you're flying out of Newark or flying in, let's hope you've packed your patience along with a lot of snacks, because chances are you're going to be waiting around.
Yeah, 12 hours.
For Roxanne and her daughter Edith, they're exhausted.
And you miss a lot. You miss your amazing restaurant reservation.
I was waiting, and every time there was like a new flight and we were like waitlisted, I would have so much hope, and then we wouldn't get chosen.
With hundreds of flights delayed and canceled, along with air traffic control being short-staffed, many passengers are stuck waiting at the gate or waiting to get off the plane. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Newark Airport.
The Global Virus Network has issued a warning to governments around the world about a possible bird flu pandemic this year, specifically advising governments to improve surveillance, implement biosecurity measures, and prepare for a potential human-to-human transmission. Here in the U.S., the virus has been detected in birds in all 50 states and has also impacted dairy farms. The CDC, however, says the risk to the general public is low. 1010 Wynn spoke to Dr. Andrew Handel, a pediatric infectious disease specialist at Stony Brook Children's Hospital.
I agree. Bird flu should not be a major concern as we're all walking around and going about our daily lives. But the concern is that in the future, the virus could mutate and become more of a problem. And so for that reason, it's extremely important that we continue, the federal government continue to monitor for the virus.
Earlier this year, a farm on Long Island had to euthanize more than 100,000 birds, and the governor ordered the temporary closure of live poultry markets on Long Island, as well as in New York City and in Westchester.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.